Chapter 66. FS 2080 gazed out the window of the speeding Frecciargento, watching Robert Langdon's reflection in the glass. The professor was still brainstorming possible solutions to the death mask riddle that Bertrand Zobrist had composed. Bertrand, thought FS 2080. God, I miss him. The pangs of loss felt fresh. The night the two had met still felt like a magical dream. Chicago, the blizzard, January 6 years ago. But it still feels like yesterday. I am trudging through snowbanks along the windswept Magnificent Mile, collar upturned against the blinding whiteout. Despite the cold, I tell myself that nothing will keep me from my destination. Tonight is my chance to hear the great Bertrand Zobrist speak. In person. I have read everything the man has ever written, and I know I am lucky to have one of the 500 tickets that were printed for the event. When I arrive at the hall, half numb from the wind, I feel a surge of panic to discover the room nearly empty. Has the speech been canceled? The city is in near shutdown due to the weather. Has it kept Zobrist from coming tonight? Then he is there. A towering, elegant form takes the stage. He is tall, so very tall, with vibrant green eyes that seem to hold all the mysteries of the world in their depths. He looks out over the empty hall, only a dozen or so stalwart fans, and I feel ashamed that the hall is nearly empty. This is Bertrand Zobrist. There is a terrible moment of silence as he stares at us, his face stern. Then, without warning, he bursts out laughing, his green eyes glimmering. To hell with this empty auditorium, he declares. My hotel is next door, let's go to the bar. A cheer goes up, and a small group migrates next door to a hotel bar where we crowd into a big booth and order drinks. Zobrist regales us with tales of his research, his rise to celebrity, and his thoughts about the future of genetic engineering. As the drinks flow, the topic turns to Zobrist's newfound passion for transhumanist philosophy. I believe transhumanism is mankind's only hope for long-term survival, Zobrist preaches, pulling aside his shirt and showing them all the H-plus tattoo inscribed on his shoulder. As you can see, I'm fully committed. I feel as if I'm having a private audience with a rock star. I never imagined the lauded genius of genetics would be so charismatic or beguiling in person.